certain you I'm the only candidate in this race who can say that Washington lobbyists do not fund my campaign. You do, with donations of $100 and $10 and $5.
Obama has raised a record-shattering $454 million without a single check coming from a lobbyist or political action committee. But that doesn't mean Obama and Wall Street have no relationship at all. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Wall Street firms have bundled sizable amounts of cash for Obama from employees of the firms and family members. Nearly $700,000 from Goldman Sachs, more than $400,000 each from Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, nearly $400,000 from now-defunct Lehman Brothers, and just over $300,000 from Morgan Stanley. The firms that gave Obama more than $2 million also gave to John McCain, but were only half as generous. Despite Obama's ties to Wall Street, he said it was McCain who was linked to the mindset of deregulation. Obama pointed to McCain's campaign manager, Rick Davis, who received nearly $2 million in lobbying fees from bailed-out mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae paid John McCain's current campaign manager nearly $2 million to defend them against stricter regulations.
And Obama bashes McCain in this new TV ad, claiming deregulation in health care would trigger the same chaos Wall Street has seen.
McCain just published an article praising Wall Street deregulation, said he'd reduce oversight of the health insurance industry too, just as we have done over the last decade in banking, increasing costs and threatening coverage, a prescription for disaster.
The McCain campaign calls that accusation absurd, saying all he was talking about was doing what happened to banks 10 years ago, which allowed consumers to use their ATM card across state lines, arguing that if folks could buy their health insurance across state lines, they might find better plans, lower cost, and improved access. No story from Green Bay would be complete without a reference to Lambeau Field. You see it behind me. Packers played there last night, lost to the Cowboys. Before introducing Obama today, Governor Jim Doyle compared Obama to the Packers and McCain to the Cowboys, saying, in the end, Obama would defeat McCain. One problem, he said, an arena that was a third empty. A week ago, when McCain was here with Governor Palin, that arena was full. Britt?
Wow.
Thanks, Major.